The other things, the other things is when you do lab study, you probably, especially for even if it's a generalist predator, even if it's a generalist predator, you may not see, you know, prominent effects in the lab, but in the field, if that parasitoid predator is specialist, the target pest is going to be impacted, you're going to see it. But in a lab test, especially tier one study, it's no choice test. So they get no choice. Some for generalist predators, if you even saw effect in a lab, but in a field, you won't be able to see the effect.
Let me talk to you a little bit for the first 5 to 10 minutes for this symposium. Many of you have been to this symposium for a number of years, and so some of this information isn't going to be new to you. But I do think it's important to kind of reiterate what this symposium is for who's new in the room. This is the Larry Larson Industry Symposium. I got some questions earlier on, who was Larry Larson? Just to kind of give you a brief overview, Larry was an entomologist who worked for Dow AgroSciences. He was very well networked within the Entomological Society of America, both within the ESA and within industry. Larry served as past president. He used to organize these symposia across industry. About 5 or 6 years ago, I moderated with him, and then he took ill with cancer. And Larry then passed on, and it was decided 4 or 5 years ago that we would dedicate this industry symposium to him. And if the subject matter was appropriate enough, we would, you know, sponsor symposia every year. But it's not, you know, impossible that the symposium might go on every other year, kind of just depending upon what the nature of the subject matter is that we have to present. The title for this year's symposium is New Developments from Industry for Insect Pest Management Solutions. This is a member symposium in the old Section F. It's going to run from about 8 to 11:45 today. The last two presentations by FMC were canceled, okay? And so this did not happen early enough to show up in the printed version of your booklet. But the change was in the electronic version that was online to this particular symposium. And also it was communicated in the insert that you have during registration. Those last two presentations were canceled. Now, Syngenta did come up with an additional presentation to fill one of those two time slots. And so we will end about 20 minutes earlier because of the last FMC presentation. My name is Mike Tolley. I'm with Dow AgroSciences. I'm the organizer and moderator of the symposium. And I'm being assisted today by Juan Consuegra from Central Life Sciences, who will also serve as moderator for the second half of the session. Just to kind of give you a brief overview, because this is an industry symposium, we generally like this symposium because it allows us the opportunity to carve out significant amounts of time here at ESA, specifically for the introduction of new developments that we're working on, not only as it pertains to new chemical solutions, but also in the area of biotechnology and also advanced delivery systems. And on occasion, we have had guest speakers in from EPA to talk about the changing regulatory environments that might affect the development and use of some of the new things that are under development. And so that's kind of historically what the charter has been for this particular symposium. Just to give you a brief overview of some of the presentations we have today, and the next slide will kind of reinforce to you the cancellations and the replacement. But we'll start out with Gary Thompson with a biotechnology talk, where he'll be talking about multiple or stacked traits. And then we have a couple of presentations from DuPont on mode of action and uptake and translocation of their new product, Rynaxypyr. And over the last 1 or 2 years, they gave a number of significant presentations here at the symposium introducing this new technology that they're working on. Jim Drips will be talking to us about Spinetoram, a product that we have from Dow AgroSciences in terms of our global development initiatives, and that was also introduced and presented on last year. And so, you know, as these products are newly introduced, every year there's more development work going on and our knowledge base broadens, and it gives us the opportunity then to come back and share that with you. Bill Hendricks will be presenting the last presentation here prior to the break on new uses for spinosad and exploitation of new market space. This presentation was originally slotted to be presented by Doris Paranagian. She couldn't be here, and so Bill Hendricks, who was the secondary author, will be presenting that. We'll then have about a 15 or a 20-minute break. That's in your schedule. And then we'll move into some presentations here by Marco Toapanta from Bayer on their resistance management program. Is Marco here in the room? Marco? Okay, Marco hasn't uploaded his presentation yet. I think he's going to get me during the break. Then we have three presentations by Syngenta, one on their OptiGuard cockroach bait product, and then also the use of OptiGuard as an ant gel bait. And then they did volunteer to fill in one of the two cancellations at the end of the symposium, talking about their emamectin benzoate as a tree injection treatment. What we kind of try to do at this symposium is we mix ag and urban a little bit and try to slot the agricultural subject matter together early and then transition into some of the other subject matter later on. The two FMC presentations that you see here, one was on filth breeding site control, and the other one was on activity of their products for control of white grubs and turf. Those two are the cancellations that we have. So if you're here for that, those presentations will not move on. I would like to propose a continuation of this symposium for next year. A lot of it depends on the nature of the subject matter and the presentations people are willing to volunteer to have given. I've thrown this title together here, New Innovations for Insect Management. I just come up with these real quick just as a placeholder, but if somebody wants to visit with me on further refining that, that would be great. Once again, the focus, as I mentioned before, is mainly on new active ingredient biotechnology innovations or new information generated around those. I'm more than happy to serve as organizer again next year. I would like to put a call out for papers. I will be sending my customary email to everyone asking you to start thinking about paper proposals for next year. Those are due into the ESA website by March the 6th. However, I would like to get those by February the 16th, somewhere around there. That gives me about a month to enter all that information and get it organized. And when you do send it in, it's important to give me all of the information that you see here at the bottom, and that's very critical because these are some required fields. And in terms of the moderator request for next year, I've already gotten a taker for that, and so I appreciate your help, Bob. And so that slot's already been taken for next year.
The genesis of this symposium actually was about a year and a half ago in Davos, Switzerland. And we had a round of beers, and we started thinking about how we really need to get together and start talking about harmonizing laboratory protocols, among other things related to the evaluation of non-target insects. So I'm proud to have worked with Jorg and Laura to have assembled what I think is an impressive list of speakers. So let me go through here. Now there's the objectives of this symposium is to summarize the ongoing efforts to harmonize laboratory methods to evaluate potential effects of GM crops on non-target arthropods, and two, to present examples of established lab tests that are currently in use, and present examples of newly developed lab tests along with needs and challenges of developing such tests. And in the end, we want to develop a roadmap toward harmonizing this process, toward the harmonization process. Now, I want to just make an announcement that there will be a follow-up meeting to this in Pacific Salon 4. And Pacific Salon 4 is actually on the other side of the building. You go down the hallway, go left, go up the stairs, and it's going to be the last room on the right. So if you're interested in this, and especially if you have experience with protocols, you're invited to come to this meeting. So I'll go ahead and stop there, and we'll have our first presentation.
you sort of end up...